review, here's what we already know about the various crimes and corruption scandals swirling around the president. His campaign chairman was convicted on 8 counts of tax and bank fraud. His deputy campaign chairman admitted to embezzlement and money laundering. His personal lawyer admitted he conspired with the president to break federal election laws to pay hush money to cover up an affair. His national security advisor pled guilty to lying to the FBI about his contacts with the Russians. His foreign policy advisor also pled guilty to lying to the FBI about his contacts with Russians. His first congressional backer was indicted for insider trading. His second congressional backer was indicted for wire fraud and campaign finance violations. A Republican lobbyist just pled guilty to steering illegal funds from a pro-Russian oligarch to Trump's inauguration. And Stephen Miller has been sleeping rent-free in the White House attic.
So, I am actually an American immigrant. And they say that America is a country of immigrants. So, I have to ask you guys, please leave my country. I'm serious. We have a zero tolerance policy right now. I heard that Asians have become the fastest-growing immigrant group in America, which is really amazing because Mexicans can cross the river and come here. And I have to fly thousands of miles to Mexico. And then cross that river. Trump wants to build a wall to stop immigration. I'm from China. So I know a lot about walls. They don't work. And centuries later, it's just gonna become a huge tourist attraction. But I do respect Trump, though, because after he took office, there's the KKK march, anti-KKK march, women's march, anti-child separation march, and you know how much Americans hate exercise. He has contributed more to Americans' health that all the YMCAs combined. And he also contributes to the health of other countries because laughter is the best medicine.
So we had Brexit. People are saying after Brexit that British people don't trust experts anymore. I don't think that's the problem. I think the problem is that British people have strong opinions based on nothing at all. Strong opinions strong opinions on very little information, because we're a decadent society. It's exactly the same thing that happened to the ancient Romans, probably. I've never really bothered to find out. I enjoyed voting in Brexit. Not for the sake of democracy, it's just rare for me to be allowed into a scout hall unchallenged. I like Europe. I like the French. I like the fact that early on in French history, two French people sat down and decided whether nouns were men or women. Literally the most pointless thing that you could do. What would you say a scone is? Is a scone a man or a woman? A scone is a man, you fool! Why do you even have to ask? And what about lemons? Are lemons men or women? Lemons are also men! They're little tiny yellow men! You don't really have an ending for this joke, do you? I do not care. I only care about whether the concept of endings is itself male or female. I prefer it when Eddie Izzard does this kind of thing. Eddie Izzard is better at these French jokes than you. That is because he is both a man and a woman! So we elected Theresa May We didn't even elect her. She just wandered in there like she'd stepped out of a haunted mirror. Theresa May looks like she's entirely made out of bones, doesn't she? She looks like she's made out of the bones that they forgot to put into Boris Johnson. He's the Foreign Secretary. A cross between a head injury and an unmade bed. It's not just that he's the worst person for the job, he might be the worst mammal. A lot of racism post-Brexit. I think British people just get immigrants to do the jobs that they can't face doing themselves, which is why Nigel Farage has a German wife.
Please, baby, you have to give me a second chance.
I've already said no. It's over.
You've never even given me a proper reason.
You're too controlling.
I ask your opinion before I do anything.
You don't respect my boundaries.
Oh, are we both agreed on an open relationship?
Look, I feel like I'm losing my identity.
No, now you are just blaming me for your own personal problems.
All I know is I'm unhappy, and I need to be on my own for a while.
So you are off the market?
Well, I might start a new relationship.
Oh, really? Just like this, huh?
Yes, why not?
Oh, well, maybe you are not as hot as you think you are, eh?
Well, there's that American guy.
He's not interested, he's only into himself.
Well, then there's India.
Your ex-boyfriend, seriously? That was a toxic relationship? All you did was take, 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 and you call me controlling?
I'm leaving you.
Saw this coming. I mean, I never thought they would actually do it. So as a result, I never even imagined what the reaction to it might look like, you know, what the country might think of it, because it just seemed so unlikely.
There's been reports that you are considering separating children from their mothers at the border.
Only if the situation at that point in time requires it. You know, the mother, if the mother is sick or addicted to drugs or whatever.
So if you thought the child was endangered,
sure.
That's right. The only circumstance to which you would separate.
Can't imagine doing it otherwise.
That was never true.
This morning, an immigration mystery. What happened to nearly 1,500 missing unaccompanied migrant children?
And where is your child?
The Secretary of Homeland Security claims we do not have a policy of separating families at the border, period.
Jill, don't you have any empathy?
Jill, go ahead.
Come on, Sarah, you're a parent. Don't you have any empathy for what these people are going through?
Jill.
They have less than
Brian,
you do.
Guys,
Sarah, come on,
settle down.
Seriously.
If you cross the border unlawfully, then we will prosecute you. It's that simple. If you are smuggling a child, then we will prosecute you. And that child may be separated from you as required by law.
I hate the children being taken away. The Democrats have to change their law. That's their law.
And it's all thanks to that extra £350 million a week for the NHS! Ha
ha! Brilliant! What an abundance of food!
Yes, and finally,
proper bendy British bananas.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Now, do you want to know the good news or the great news?
Good news.
I'm going on tour with the world's best bikini wearers. My job is to do massaging and kissing.
What about the great news?
Our sovereignty's no longer impinged.
Well, onto the job hunt. Now all the immigrants are gone, there's thousands of well-paid and stable careers available for me. I could be an artist or a scientist.
Or work at one of our many thriving fisheries.
Martin, do you remember when you were worried about maritime surveillance being compromised?
What a fool I was.
Everything's amazing.
My memories stretch back almost 100 years, and if I close my eyes, I can smell the poverty that oozes from the dusky tenement streets of my boyhood. I can taste on my lips the bread and drippings that I was served for my tea. I can remember extreme hunger and my parents' undying love for me. In my heart, I can still feel my mum and dad's desperation as they tried to keep our family safe and healthy in the slum we called home. Poor mum and dad. No matter how hard they tried to protect me and my sisters, the cards were stacked against them. Because common disease controlled our neighborhood and snuffed out life like a cold breath on a warm candle's flame. No one in our community was safe from poor health, sickness and disease. In our home, TB came for my eldest sister, Marion. Tuberculosis tortured my sister and left her an invalid that had to be restrained with ropes tied around her bed. My parents did everything in their power to keep Marion alive and comfortable, but they just didn't have the dosh to get her the best clinics, find her the best doctors, or the right medicines. Instead, she wasted away before our eyes until my mother could no longer handle her care, and she was dispatched to the workhouse infirmary where she died at the age of 10, 87 years ago. Mom and Dad couldn't afford to bury their darling daughter, so like the rest of our country's indigent, she was dumped nameless into a pauper's pit. My family story isn't unique. Sadly, rampant poverty and no health care were the norm for the Britain of my youth. That injustice galvanized my generation to become, after the Second World War, the tide that raised all boats. We must never, ever let the NHS free from our grasp. Because if we do, your future will be my past. I am not a politician, a member of the elite, or a financial guru. But my life is your history, and we should keep it that way. So say it loud and say it clear in this hall and across this country. Keep your mitts off my NHS.
On AK-47 fire from out the front of the synagogue. Tonight, shock and horror. A gunman opens fire in a Pittsburgh synagogue, killing at least 11 people and wounding several others.
Inside the Borderline Bar in Thousand Oaks, killing 12 people.
The Capital Gazette in Annapolis, Maryland.
In Santa Fe, Texas, shooting in Benton, Kentucky. In
Trenton, New Jersey.
Near Cleveland, Ohio.
In Bakersfield, California.
In Jacksonville, Florida.
Shooting in New Orleans.
In Tallahassee.
In Jeffersontown, Kentucky.
There has been a mass shooting almost every day this year.
The gunman, a crazy person, just walks right into the school, knocks down the window of my child's door, and starts shooting her and killing her. President Trump, you say, what can you do? You can stop the guns from getting into these children's hands. President Trump, what can you do? You can do a lot.
I get along with everybody.
Will Mueller move to indict anyone in the president's immediate circle?
Will anyone at Facebook be held accountable for anything?
Will President Trump and the House Democrats end up in an impeachment fight by the end of the year?
Will a dispute arising out of the Mueller investigation reach the Supreme Court? And what will it do?
How much of an issue will climate change be in the 2020 presidential campaign?
How will Nancy Pelosi hold House Democrats together?
Will the Year of the Woman in 2018 help Democrats get over their fears about nominating a woman as their presidential candidate?
Will the Trump administration ramp up its tightening policies and practices around immigration?
Where will the major terror attacks of 2019 happen?
Will the North Koreans conclude they're never really going to get sanctions lifted and go back to launching missiles and testing nukes?
Will another country step up to take in immigrants who are turned away from the United States?
What is Russia doing to get ready for the 2020 election?
Will Democrats get President Trump's tax returns? And what will they show?
How will President Trump's
will
environmental
people finally
rollback,
quit Facebook and droves?
The Supreme Court has a new conservative
will anyone emerge as the Democratic
how
will
the family separation will be?
British exit. I hate it when people merge two words together. It's like Brangelina or travel lodge. Brexit. It sounds like a medicine for constipated dogs. I quite like Farage. I like his simplicity. One answer to every question. Why do you think we should vote yes to Brexit? Well, we've got to control our borders. What do you think the government's policy on such and such would be? Well, we've got to control our borders. Why are you such a goggle-eyed cock goblin? Well, we've got to control our borders. We've pretty much got control of our borders, Nigel. That's why there are 4,000 refugees stuck at Calais, wading round in their own
And it's all the fault of British Prime Minister David Cameron. He knew the Brexit would be a disaster, but he promised a vote just to get elected. And when the disaster he predicted came about, he addressed a panicked British public.
I will do everything I can as Prime Minister to steady the ship over the coming weeks and months. But I do not think it would be right for me to try to be the captain that steers our country to its next destination.
Bold leadership. It reminds me of this courageous moment from the Titanic.
This is your captain speaking. I've steered the ship into an iceberg. I believe it would be best if someone else took over and steered it to the bottom of the Atlantic.
You have the charisma of a damp rag and the appearance of a low-grade bank clerk. And the question that I want to ask is, who are you? I'd never heard of you. Nobody in Europe had ever heard of you.
Signor Schulz, so che in Italia c'è un produttore che sta montando un film sui campi di concentramento nazisti. La suggerirò per il ruolo di Capò. L'Italia, quindi...
You are not for diversity, but for unification. This time it is Ein Reich, Ein Volk, Ein Ticket.
He is an undemocratic fascist.
And what I see more and more is not a proud conservative, because in the meanwhile you have become a proud conservative. No, I see a sort of modern-day version of old communist Hungary. And you see enemies everywhere of the Hungarian state. There was never a prime minister in Greece who had such a strong mandate as you. You have even a double mandate. You won the elections and you won the referendum.
To the truth, perhaps you will understand and agree with me
that within the European form of lawmaking, it is the unelected commission...
Mi chiedo, ma se la signora Merkel, no? Che comanda il mondo, la signora Merkel, ci deve spiegare...
You know, when I came here 17 years ago, and I said that I wanted to lead a campaign to get Britain to leave the European Union, you all laughed at me. Well, I have to say, you're not laughing now, are you?
You've shown yourselves with these demands to be vindictive, to be nasty. All I can say is, thank goodness, we're leaving. You're behaving like the mafia. You think we're a hostage. We're not. We're free to go. Free to go. Free to go.
Free to go. Free to go. Free to go. Free to go. Free to go. Free to go.
One last question. Suppose, Lord Russell, this film were to be looked at by our descendants, like a Dead Sea Scroll in 1,000 years' time, what would you think it's worth telling that generation about the life you've lived and the lessons you've learned from it?
I should like to say two things, one intellectual and one moral. The intellectual thing I should want to say to them is this. When you are studying any matter or considering any philosophy, ask yourself only, what are the facts and what is the truth that the facts bear out? Never let yourself be diverted either by what you would wish to believe or by what you think would have beneficent social effects if it were believed. But look only and solely at what are the facts. That is the intellectual thing that I should wish to say. The moral thing I should wish to say to them is very simple. I should say, love is wise, hatred is foolish. In this world, which is getting more and more closely interconnected, we have to learn to tolerate each other. We have to learn to put up with the fact that some people say things that we don't like. We can only live together in that way. And if we are to live together and not die together, we must learn a kind of charity and a kind of tolerance, which is absolutely vital to the continuation of human life on this planet.
You've been listening to Stephen Written in Pieces.